Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Today marks the 700th edition of World Ocean Radio. Is it possible that I've been sending out these thoughts and reflections condensed into a 5-minute weekly audio feature and podcast for 14 years? Today, World Ocean Radio is available through AudioPort and the Public Radio Exchange. More than 60 syndicated stations in the U.S. and abroad, internet radio on both coasts of Africa, World Ocean Observatory social media platforms to include Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram, other podcasts and partner organizations such as the American Shoreline Network, and the W2O website archive. From the enforced discipline of weekly observation has come 4 books, The Once and Future Ocean, Notes Toward a New Hydraulic Society in 2015, Aquaterra, Reflections on the World Ocean in 2020, and Oceanic Feeling in 2023, and a new publication in preparation for 2024, How the Ocean Will Save Civilization. All these words and ideas, amassed as waves of observation and opinion, directed toward communication of the incontrovertible value of the world ocean, a repetitive succession of examples, emphases, and explanations of how this beautiful, nurturing, enabling, and inspiring phenomenon of nature is all-encompassing and connects us all. But is anybody listening? I ask that question too often. I will dive into speculative numbers like a shadow among schooling possibilities, like a sharp upward line through a sea of statistics measuring audience as if such a thing could ever be captured by numbers. It is an absurd, yes, probably neurotic exercise. But the premise must remain. As a value statement and purpose, the world is dissolved into the ocean in all its forms, from freshwater to deep-sea systems, through trade, immigration, finance, governance, and acculturation. There is a global community out there within the sound of my voice and beyond the distant horizon of citizens of the ocean who are the constituency of friends, neighbors, and strangers worldwide who depend on the ocean and all its manifestations of value for survival. By reaching them, today 8.1 billion strong, there is the hope and willpower required to address and redress the critical condition of this most powerful manifestation of our natural world into the future. What an absurd calculation. What megaphonic ambition. What megalomaniacal presumption, you might respond. Surely there is a cure or a safe place to isolate and be quiet, be still. Hard to find such a haven in this stressed and noisy world, but actually such a place does exist. As a universal, along every coastline, every lake and river shore, every harbor and quiet wetland where we can go, even beyond the sound of World Ocean Radio, to examine what is necessary, what is true, what is right, and what we must do to sustain that reality beyond every horizon and for ourselves. One recent evening, I was leaving a restaurant, talking away to companions as other pedestrians passed by, headed elsewhere, headed home. One of these passersby stopped and exclaimed, "I know that voice, that's World Ocean Radio," and then went along his way. That was for me a sudden magic moment, a connection through the night, an anonymous wavelength sound of one person to another, through an individual reflection, not an exhortation, but a message that united that stranger's voice and mine in a shared understanding and purpose. If that is the prospect, I aspire to 700 messages to come. Thanks for listening. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is distributed by the Public Radio Exchange and the Pacifica Network for use by college and community radio stations worldwide. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts and at worldoceanobservatory.org, where the full catalog of World Ocean Radio episodes is searchable by theme.